His last pass came in 1978, but his legacy and impact has never left. Fran Tarkenton helped lead the Vikings to 3 Super Bowls, played in 9 Pro Bowls, and was one of the main faces of the franchise that had so much success in the 60s and 70s. But he wasn't able to achieve all that success without plenty of struggles to overcome.
In my life, and anybody's life that's accomplished anything, you don't accomplish anything without failing. And because you've got to go out and push that envelope and do things, and most of the things you do don't work. But most people, I want to be a winner, right? I don't want to be a loser. Failure is losing. Power of failure, the joy of failure. Nothing I've ever done in life worked the first time I did it, right? And so you've got to try things. You've got to be curious. You've got to ask questions. And then, oh, this works.
Making the NFL Hall of Fame is an honor few can ever obtain. But the process to get there is never easy for any player. Tarkenton shares his point of view on failure and what it takes to have success in his new book titled The Power of Failure, Succeeding in the Age of Innovation. Learning from 3 Super Bowl losses and 2 failed businesses helped him grow into one of the NFL's greatest quarterbacks and a very successful entrepreneur.
Nobody talked to me about the power of failure. Nobody even talked to me about work ethic. They really didn't. Yeah, a little bit here, a little bit there. But coaches coached me in high school, coaches coached me in college, you know. But I had to go behind that to know why. And why did you think this is a good strategy? And when I started learning the why, I started being a much better player, but also I was a much better teammate.
Fran knows plenty about success and failure, both in sports and in the business world. Since retiring from football in 1978, Tarkenton has become a serial entrepreneur, building more than 20 successful companies. Now he aims to help those with similar mindsets and working to do the same.
There are 520,000 startups every month in America. We're talking about startups. 70% of all businesses are sole proprietorships. There are 27 to 30 million businesses in America that are 1 to 10 employees. These generate 60% of the new jobs in this country every year, and they're scattered and they have no help. And I'm going to help these people have a better chance to make their business work.
Helping young professionals with dreams is a passion for Tarkenton, who never had that opportunity when he was starting out in business years ago. His newest venture is aimed at creating an education to help the next generation of entrepreneurs succeed.
The fastest growth of startup businesses in America are people from 50 to 64. People with skills as a carpenter or whatever they may be, but they don't have the business background and knowledge. We're able to give that to them in this course using the finest entrepreneur professors, finest business people. So that's changed the game for us. And because education is so important in getting this forward. So we're having fun partnerships, platforms to get our word out, and we're reaching a lot of entrepreneurs that want to be entrepreneurs, that want to start a business but don't know how to do it, and ones who are already there who want to grow it. And so it's a very interactive type of situation we do.
From his success on the football field to his post-gridiron career, Fran Tarkenton has never been afraid to take chances on the path to achieving success. If it's scrambling through defenders to try to make that perfect pass, or taking a chance on a new business venture, he does it all with a strong determination to succeed. He has both failed and achieved plenty, and knows firsthand what it takes to have success in any part of life.
There is no silver bullet. What do we say to the quarterbacks? To be good, they got to have a great, great work ethic and curiosity. To make it in business, you've got to be able to work. If you're not willing to work, there's no smooth path to success. You've got to work, and you've got to be curious, and you got to be able to be asking questions and getting more knowledge and getting smarter and reinvent yourself. At 75, I'm reinventing myself every day.